Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Well, firmer cash cattle trade last week helped to focus on market support heading into the last week of August. Trade last week was generally $1 to $2 higher than the previous week, although the fact that trading ranges were wider than in the previous few weeks is starting to show uncertainty in the market. This could lead to a short-term market high as Labor Day is quickly approaching and many times will create a pullback in price levels through early fall months. On the hog futures, well, they're expected mixed following the moderate to firm pressure late last week. The expected weakness developing in the cattle complex may create some spillover support in lean hog trade as traders look for a place to land if moderate to active liquidation develops in cattle futures. The general trend in the hog futures has been higher over the last couple of months, although it has been a bouncy ride higher. On the grains, mixed wheat prices overnight with Chicago and Kansas City higher while Minneapolis posted small losses. December Kansas City wheat is trying to close higher for the fourth session in a row and the eighth session in the last 10. The short and intermediate term trends in wheat remain up, with most contracts having regained over two-thirds of the previous downtrend, with estimates all over the map. Higher corn prices overnight as December futures picked up where they left off Friday. From a technical perspective, corn futures look to have just completed a corrective wave of the initial rally off the August lows. Well, waves count, and momentum and sentiment would all suggest a new round of highs above $3.46 is likely. From a fundamental standpoint, export demand remains robust and yield ideas appear to be headed lower from the USDA's August estimate. In September, the USDA will incorporate the first objective yield data pulled from field plots, which should either confirm or deny the record August yield. And firmer trade across the soy complex overnight after a weaker open on Sunday evening. We're going to check futures in.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
October live cattle up 122, 108.55. December up 107, 111.77. September feeder cattle down 97, 144.85. October down $1.10 at 145.27. October hogs down 92 cents, 54.25. December is down 40 cents at 55.45. Kansas City wheat, September up 4.25, 445.75. December is up 4 cents, 456.75. Chicago wheat, September up 7.75 at 527.25. December is up 6.5, 535. September corn's up 2.5, 327. December is up a penny and a quarter at 340.5. September soybeans down 2.25 cents at $9.75.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.